Hi there. Welcome to the Thinking of You podcast. This is a Q&A podcast for people who teach online. I'm Camille, and this week we have our first question. I think this is a very timely question, given that many of us are starting a new semester or trimester in the very near future. The question is, do you think it's better to open up all of the modules or weeks of an online course from the very beginning, or is it preferable to lock down many of the modules or weeks and drip them out slowly as the trimester progresses? I'll start with the short answer, which is that I feel pretty strongly that it is best in most cases to open up all of the course content from the very beginning. Here's why. Ultimately, I see this as a question relating to power and control. And of course, as faculty members, we hold a fair amount of power when it comes to our courses. However, it's my experience that the more students control their own learning experience, the more invested they are, and the smoother things go in the course for everyone. And this is an area where I think it makes a lot of sense to relinquish control and let the students pace themselves. Now, let's think about this from a student perspective. If I'm a student and I'm taking an online course, the course opens up, and the first thing I'm going to do is go in there and start poking around. And if the very first thing that I see is that there's one little week open and everything else is locked down, that sets a tone. That sets a tone for the class. And the tone is, you can't access most of this, and I'm in control, and I'll let you know when I think you're ready to move on. It's already, in my opinion, reinforcing this power structure where the student is basically helpless to get a sense, a big picture sense of the course. Yes, they have the syllabus, but that doesn't always get them the level of granulation and detail that they want to know when they're excited about the course and when they're trying to plan their semester. So many times, if a student doesn't know what the week is going to hold until the week actually happens, they can feel blindsided. Maybe if they looked ahead and they saw, oh, in week three, this assignment, I looked through it and I can tell that's an assignment that's going to be really hard for me. So I'm going to plan extra time that week. I'm going to arrange some extra childcare, or I'm going to take some time off my job and really focus on this. If all they know is there is an assignment in week three, they haven't been able to see the detail, then when it opens up on Sunday or Monday, they can feel like a truck just hit them and they suddenly have to rearrange their whole schedule. Similarly, if a student has a planned vacation or some other planned situation where they know it's a busy time at work, or their child is having a birthday party, whatever it is, if all of the weeks are open, then they have the flexibility to say, you know what, I'm working ahead for week three because I know, I've got to travel for work that week. I'm not going to be able to spend as much time as normal. If you're just doling out the weeks bit by bit, they really can't do that. That's when you start to get the emails like, hey, this is happening. Could you please open it up on Thursday instead of Friday, et cetera, et cetera. Additionally, we have a lot of students, and you probably do too, who work basically full time. Many of them work during the week, and then they count on the weekends. At my university, technically a week goes from Sunday at 12:01 a.m. to Saturday at midnight. So if you're opening it up week by week, and you're not opening it up till Sunday at 12:01 a.m., that's to half of that student's weekend. They can't be working on the next week's work. And that can be really, really frustrating to students. So I think it's more student-friendly, and it's easier for you in many ways to just open the whole thing up. Let them see what's coming. If you do have things where it really does need to be paced, where week three builds on week two, and they really should not be doing any work in week three until they've done week two, you can just put a little note on that in the assignment. Hey, feel free to check this assignment out, but please don't start working on it until you've received your feedback from week two. Okay. Another option, if you do really feel that the work builds on each other, builds on previous weeks, and that you want to have it roll out slowly, instead of having a time-based reveal of different modules or weeks, another thing that you can do is set prerequisites. Most learning management systems, if you're using one, will let you set a prerequisite for a specific unit where you could say, okay, this one isn't going to open up for an individual student until they have done X, Y, and Z. That gives a student a little bit more control where they can go ahead and do X, Y, and Z in week one and then open it up in week two They can open up week three and week two if they've done the previous work. Again, this allows them to tailor the course based on their own schedule, and it doesn't put you in the position of holding all of the strings and dictating what's going to happen when. A minor other benefit is that you don't have to remember to reveal things, right? If it's automatically open to everyone, then that's one less thing for you to think about. The only exception I can really think of that wouldn't fit, and I'm sure there's some I'm not thinking of, is that if you're still developing the course, if you're just a few weeks ahead of the students, then yes, you probably do need to leave things closed off until the very last minute. And if that's the case, I would recommend just letting the students know you're still working on things. You'll have them open as soon as possible. And I would set a personal goal of having things opened at least 2 weeks in advance. So at least give them a week, 2 weeks of preparation to see what's coming so that they can tailor their lives and to the course material. Okay. So if you agree or disagree, I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com, or you can also, if you're listening to this on Anchor, you can leave a message or a voice recording for me, and I'd love to hear that. I would also love to hear your questions. Same email, thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. Please send them my way, and I would be happy to answer them. Thanks for listening. Take care.